No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Pidgeon.
Hello, the internet. Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Hello, the internet.
Yeah, I stole that from TDZ.
Yes. Fuck Fox News. Fuck Disney. Fuck Amazon. Fuck Walmart. I stole that from TDZ. I'm Ginger.
I'm Willie.
We're Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Not sure. See, you're trying to ask me to remember shit. To remember yesterday, I don't remember 5 fucking seconds ago.
All right, well, Ginger, did you remember that we have a guest today?
Yeah, and I remembered his name, Keith. Unless you want me to call you Kevin again.
Is that what it was? It was Kevin?
I think so. At least it was the K. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, thank you guys. I also sometimes forget everything that needs to go in my podcast, so it's fine.
We only, just about done this for 3 years now, almost.
Yeah.
Who needs a script?
Right. It's
we know everybody by their internet screen names, so you're KG Beast.
Formerly KG Unit, but that got changed when a certain podcast played Batman.
Oh, that's funny. Will, do you have a quote?
Yeah. Today's quote of the day is, "I think I'm getting dizzy and I rather like it." That was Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
Great fucking little cartoon there.
Maybe the second best 90s cartoon, Animaniacs.
What was the first, in your opinion?
The Tick.
Yeah. Those are two really good, solid old cartoons.
I have a confession. In that I have never actually watched The Tick. I've seen bits and pieces here and there when I was a kid, but I never actually sat down and watched it.
I haven't watched it since I was a kid, so I wouldn't mind rewatching it, because that shit was funny.
I used to watch it every Saturday morning on Fox Kids. It was on, 11:30, right after X-Men. And then later I had the first 2 seasons on DVD. And that included, 3 episodes that were never aired on Fox.
I should go back to it, because I felt like as a kid, the humor was above me. I feel like I never understood it, but maybe it really wasn't that difficult to understand after all. Maybe I was just
There's
a really dumb
some
kid.
High concept. It's, really absurdist.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's move on to beverages.
And nonsensical, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, it makes sense if there's a guy with a chair for a face who wants to write his name on the moon.
All right, I guess that makes sense.
There's the man-eating cow who works with Joseph Stalin.
I loved the Venture Brothers, but of course I was a lot older by the time that came out. And that's kind of seems like it's fall under the same humor almost.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have this beverage here. It's called Ginger Soother. I was a real bitch to Will, and one day he brought this home, this is gonna work, right? This is gonna soothe you, right?
It backfired.
I was like, the fuck? Fuck you, Willie.
What exactly is it supposed to soothe?
Well, maybe throat and tummy, because it's lemon, honey, and ginger juice. Ginger root. Mm-hmm. I can't fucking open this.
Is that kombucha?
Okay. Huh?
Is that kombucha?
No.
No?
No, it's just filtered water, honey, ginger juice, and lemon juice. Just like a health juice drink.
Because from here, it looks a little cloudy.
It looks like kombucha.
Yeah.
Kombucha. It had sediment of the ginger root.
Ah, okay.
Wow, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. It's a little spicy like ginger root, but with lemon and honey, it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's like liquid ginger with a little bit of sweetness That's weird. It's like almost like drinking horseradish. That kind of ginger spice.
But not like pickly like horseradish.
No. Yeah.
It's like drinking ginger, like a ginger root. Like if you make a strong ginger lemon tea with like ginger root and just lemon, that's kind of what it reminds me of. So you can make it more spicy with more ginger root or more like sweet with a lemon.
Are you still making your own kombucha?
It kind of is just chilling. I haven't made it in a while because we've been busy with like housework.
Yeah.
But yes, I have 3 SCOBY hotels.
Okay, I have a question for you. And I'm just assuming that you're like the go-to for this kind of information. What is like the best like on the market kombucha that you can just go in the store and buy?
GT's kombucha. It's Synergy, the GT's, their guava, Trilogy, and they have a few other fruity ones that are good.
But it's just
GT's
called
GT's kombucha.
I'm not ignoring you. I'm writing this down in my phone.
It's okay. I had a feeling you were.
Yeah.
That one's the best. It is really bubbly, so if you buy it, don't shake it. Otherwise, you're going to be wearing it. Gently turn it, but GT's is really good. They have a bilberry that's like blueberry and ginger. That one's amazing, too.
Okay. But
that brand is one of the better ones, and it kind of got me into kombucha. And then I started brewing my own.
Because I there's this one that I see pretty frequently in stores. I think it's just called Healthy Gut, if I remember right.
I think I've seen those, but I haven't tried it. Because usually when I go away from GT's, it's like Synergy.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's called Synergy, but it's not. It's GT's.
Okay.
It's just that one's way better.
Yeah, because and then I bought it and it was great, but then I looked at the back of the label and there's kind of a lot of sugar in it.
So it's a sweet tea. Kombucha is a sweet tea because the SCOBY has to eat from the sugar to make it ferment.
Because
it's fermented sweet tea. So there will be sugar in it.
I'm getting educated here.
But this ginger soother, I'm going to give it a 4.75 out of 5.
It's weird. It could be good in certain situations, but I think I'll just give it a 3 out of 5 as a general beverage.
Yeah, if you have a tummy ache or like a sore throat.
Keith, do you have a beverage? Do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. I do. As always, I try to think of, I say as always as if I've been on the show like 5 or 6 times, but
I mean, welcome to.
I always try to think of something very special to bring on to drink. And today I have this blender bottle with no nutritional facts on it. But I can tell you that what's inside is incredibly healthy. There's about 3 ice cubes left in this, I don't know, about half full, half empty blender bottle filled with water.
H2O.
So I was supposed to go.
I'll cheers to you with my water.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to the gym before we recorded, and that didn't happen. So I'm going after. Otherwise, I would be drinking something a little more fun.
So is this tap water, bottled water?
It's filtered. There's a filter on my faucet. So
nice.
But they're impossible to find though. It's like the Brita Ion filter or something like that.
Yeah, like the inline one.
And I can never find the filter. It's like, so when I'm out, like I'm pretty much screwed. I do have a like a separate a gallon with one of the filters on it as well. But I don't really like using that one. It's not as convenient. But
can you tell the difference?
Not really.
No. No,
to be honest. But then again, I haven't had like regular tap water like forever, so I'm sure if I just drank tap water, I would probably be able to notice that.
Cool. Sounds healthy. What do you rate your ice water?
Man, it's pretty refreshing right now. I'm trying not to drink it too much because of the ice cubes clanging around inside the bottle. But yeah, I'm going to give it like a solid 10 out of 10. Stay hydrated.
Hell yes.
All right, well, I'm going to open a beer from Arvon Brewing Company. And this is the one that's close by to where I work.
Cat.
Yep.
He's losing his shit.
Mine is sitting right here. He'll probably start yelling eventually, so I might have to go take care of that.
Do not chew on that plant again, you dickhead. Just like, totally is like, I'm just going to bite this plant here because I'm an asshole. Will, your beer.
So Arvon is that brewery that's never open when I want to go. So I got a can and brought it home. It's a chocolate dip.
Nice crack.
This is a kettle sour with raspberries, chocolate, and lactose.
That sounds so good.
They put it in, I think it was like a Valentine's Day thing. It's like pink with little hearts on it.
Hmm.
Well, and yeah, chocolate dip too.
Raspberries. Oh, that's very raspberry, like raspberry jam.
Hmm.
But there's also lots of chocolate in here.
That sounds delicious.
It does sound really good. Can I have one non-alcoholic, please?
This is very good. It's sour raspberry jam with like a chocolate Nutella spread. You make a sandwich with that, and then you take the bread away, and you have just the jam and the chocolate spread. That's what this tastes like.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 4.5 out of 5.
I went out to eat for my mother's birthday recently, and we went to like this. We went to this restaurant that also has like its own brewery, and they had this seasonal beer, and I'm guessing it was probably for Valentine's Day as well, and it was something similar to what you're drinking, as like this berry stout or something like that. Oh man, it was so good. They sold growlers, and I wanted to take home a growler of it, but they were actually running low since it was like getting pretty late in the season for it. Yeah, I was kind of bummed out about that. Yeah,
like it's gonna get drunk. Let me pay you extra for your growler.
I would have paid full price even if it was like the growler was only like halfway filled.
Soundboard is dead.
Oh, wah-wah.
I was wondering why I wasn't hearing any little sound effects.
Turn back off. All right, Ginger, you'll have to make them all with mouth noises. No, not the time machine.
We'll be right back after these messages. Cartmart is from Canada, which so is Trailer Park Boys and Piss Jugs, so Cartmart supports Piss Jugs and also Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
And hell yeah, I just bought some Boxcar Willie cassette tapes because...
That's your nickname?
Because my nickname is Boxcar Willie because I got hit by a train once and it was fine.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't pass on these Boxcar Willie cassette tapes, so now Boxcar Willie is sold out on Cartmart. Just added some cassette tapes recently. Check out the site. See if there's something you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can find on Cartmart. Lots of retro games. And also cassettes.
Use code GRPVG for free shipping to the U.S. until March 20th. And also, buy 2 Super Famicom, get 1 free.
That sounds about right. That's pretty fucking badass.
Hell yeah. There's like Famicom games and Sega Saturn games and Game Boy games, mm-hmm. Game Gear games, Super Nintendo, all kinds of good shit.
And remember, use the code GRPVG at checkout for free shipping to the U.S. till March 20th, you said?
And always free shipping to Canada.
Eh?
Now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCRLLC.
Yeah.
GRPVG.
And more.
Will, what do you have some real life experience?
Oh, yesterday my mom texted me in the morning and said, hey, what are you doing at 12:45 a.m. tonight? I said, not much. Why? Her flight got, she had like an 8-hour layoff in Atlanta, coming back from Florida. So I had to stay up all super late and go pick up my mom from the airport. That was my real life XP.
That was very sweet of you to do.
I managed to not fall asleep while I was waiting there at the airport parked. Which, I could have seen that happen, but no.
Well, she would have knocked on the window. Right. Hopefully to wake you up.
Somebody would have knocked on the window.
Hopefully no one just hopped in. That would have been fucked up.
Have you ever done that like, before? What up? No. Got into like the wrong car?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, Well, I have once. And then I had a friend of mine almost do it as well when we were with them. So, like in high school, I was getting picked up and this person had like the same car as my parents did. And so I just went up to the car and just jumped into the car. And when I looked over, there's just like this guy sitting there, and he's like, "Who the fuck is this kid?"
Hello, imbecile.
No, but I did get a ride late at night when an ex got arrested by police, and I turned down two other car rides before that because they were full of guys, and this one was just one guy. I was like, I can fucking take him. One instead of like four or five. Yeah. I'll be able to take this one person.
I've never jumped in the wrong car before, but I've opened the door and been like, oh, oops, before I jumped in and realized it was the wrong car. I even did that while my mom was in Florida. I was starting her vehicles for her and she has a white Jeep. And I took her key up to the wrong white Jeep and was trying to unlock somebody else's vehicle.
Oh, God.
I was like, why isn't this key working?
And then you feel so obvious. That's happened to me too. Then you just kind of like look around, make sure nobody was like looking at, but then you look even more suspicious because you try not to like be embarrassed.
Is this person trying to break into my car or what?
Right. Yeah. When Uber was still like relatively new, I want to say maybe like 2011 or something like that. Me and my friends were out, and one of my friends was not familiar with how Uber worked. And so we were just standing outside the bar, and this car just pulls up, and it was like in a busy area of like downtown Milwaukee. So there's just a lot of people getting dropped off like on the street just to get into the bar. And we're sitting there waiting
because
for the
you
Uber.
Can't fucking buy a beer in the fucking store after 9 o'clock there.
Right.
Okay, don't get me started on that
yep.
shit.
Yep, you want to talk about the beer capital started. Of the world, but we make it very hard to buy alcohol.
So dumb. Anyways.
So this car just pulls up, and it wasn't really dropping anybody off, but it wasn't our Uber. And so my friend just goes right up to the car and gets in, and we're just like, me and my other friends are just kind of looking at each other, and just like, do we tell him, or do we just let the car drive off?
Tell them, but no, we laugh for a little bit.
We're like, what are you doing? What, like, let's go get out of the car. Oh. Get out of the car. That's not the Uber. It's also like, well, at the time it wasn't that dangerous, but nowadays it seems like everybody
it's
in that part of
been
Milwaukee's
dangerous.
Getting shot, so
it's always been fucking dangerous. I was shocked when I got into that one fucking vehicle. I would never do that shit again now. But then when I was like 18, 19, I wanted to not have to walk across Grand Rapids to get home.
That makes sense, yeah.
What's your real life XP, Ginger?
My real life XP is helping take care of your mom's plants and saving some of mine who were pissed off at her place. So I kind of took care of her plants, got her mail, and started her car too. When she went down to Florida. And a few of my plants she was fostering when we got new windows and were looking fucking mad. They were like, I hate it. I don't like it here. So I scooped them up and now they look happy.
All right, hear that, Mom? This whole episode's about you.
I was going to say, it sounds like she's having a great week.
I don't mind helping at all. She'll help us, too. So
did I say how many points I got?
No.
No.
Oh, Can I do like 12,000?
Yeah.
Sound good to you? All right.
Absolutely. Because I would have fallen asleep. I was like trying to cover my yawns last night. Like, I'm so tired. But helping take care of your mom's plants and my plants, because some of them are still over there, I'll give myself 9,000 points.
All right.
Because it's not that far from us. It's not like a huge deal.
Keith, what's your real life XP?
Man. Oh, I part.
If you see my mom.
Did you go to Florida with Will's mom? But you had fun. Because she's fun.
I don't know
fun.
If you noticed, but I am a little tan. I guess I participated in capitalism. Is capitalism the word
Boo.
I want to use?
Fuck capitalism. I did we taxes. All have to participate.
Yeah. Yeah, I did my taxes, so I won't be going to jail anytime soon. federal prison.
Yeah, because we would be more likely to go than some rich asshole that's actually not right. paying taxes.
Exactly. Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't pay, like, a couple thousand dollars or whatever, like...
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get millions and millions from those bucks.
Right, right.
Did you do your taxes by yourself, or yes, did you take them somewhere?
Yeah, I used to go to a tax attorney, but turns out it was a lot more expensive than just doing it myself. So I've been doing it by myself for maybe like 5 or 6 years now. So
if it's not super complicated, like with a bunch of like write-offs and shit, it's usually pretty easy to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not too difficult.
You want to pay someone to get you the biggest fucking like amount back that you can.
Once you start expensing the main quest decorations behind you.
I thought about it. I'm like, video games can be a tax write-off, right?
Yeah.
Main quest LLC.
Yeah. So I guess for doing my taxes, I give myself, I don't know, 15,000 XP.
Yeah, sounds good. Al Capone didn't pay his taxes. That didn't work out for him.
And neither did DMX, and now they can never get him.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with games.
Word.
Welcome to Roleplay Retcon Studios, located at the nexus of all alternate universes, including the sexy vampire ones.
Ooh.
At Roleplay Retcon, we remake famously disappointing movies using comedy, hindsight, and tabletop RPGs.
Like Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes, but specifically not Dungeons & Dragons. We take a second pass at guilty pleasures like Batman and Robin or Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and even some controversial favorites like Twilight.
But I love those movies.
We do too, and all of the movies we do have something to love. If they didn't, there would be nothing to reimagine. At the end of each series, we compare our vision to the original films, because why the f*** not?
I can't wait to listen to Roleplay Retcon, wherever podcasts are available.
I'm gonna listen to it before you do.
Select Ooh. Your player.
Hey, Ginger.
What?
What game you play?
I play Yes, Your Grace on, guess what? The Xbox Game Pass. Wow, big surprise.
Yes, Your Grace? Is that the Princess Bride? No, that was As You Wish.
No, Yes, Your Grace is your king, and you basically have to keep going with your kingdom. I mean, you have to either give some money or supplies to people. You have to...
You're supposed to hoard it as king, like a dragon.
You're supposed to marry off your daughters, which is fucked up. It's almost like Game of Thrones, but a little more, I guess, resource-based, maybe? I don't know. It's
So is it like an RTS different. Or something?
RTS. What's that
Real-time
stand for?
Strategy?
I don't know if it's real time. It goes like 1 week by week. So you like talk to people who come up to you and maybe give them resources or money or help them like fix stuff. You have to deploy a general. I don't know, would that be real-time strategy?
When you were on the map and, like, building stuff, was time moving?
I wasn't building anything.
Oh, no. You were... I saw you highlighting a wall, at least.
Oh, that was just going into a different room.
Oh, okay.
Of the castle.
So it's like a king simulator, and you sit there and tell people what to do.
Yeah, and then you marry off your daughters, and they're pissed, which, rightfully so. Like, that's fucked up.
What happens to the daughters?
Well, one of them, in my first run through, that I actually made it through, and then I ran out of resources, because I was just being a nice king. Just giving everyone everything. One of the daughters you have to marry off to get, like, more, I guess...
Oh, no, you use them as currency?
Army? Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's fucked.
You get money and troops if your daughter marries the son of some other ruler.
Yeah, it's real gross. But, I mean, it's a video game, so... One of your daughters, it reminds me of Arya. She's, like, sword fighting. And another one has a pet snail that ends up getting ate at dinner.
Ugh. Oh, poor Gary.
I can't do snails, oysters, any of that stuff. It's like a booger.
Mamma mia!
You pick the most, well, I picked the most obnoxious dress for my daughter, like a big poofy one, and the daughter's like, I hate this dress. So it's like, yeah, you're just kind of being a royal king and so try not to piss people off around you.
So it's part Sims where you gotta raise your family and part management simulator where you have to make sure the peasants don't starve.
Yeah, they didn't starve, but I ran out of money.
And then everybody starved.
No. You can throw people in jail. There's this guy who kept coming up saying weird shit, just like, that didn't really matter. And then I got sick of him and I threw him in jail. He was just saying weird shit. It made sense, but it didn't make sense for, like, the situation. Like, he was kind of talking to himself.
It sounds like he needed some mental health help, Ginger, not just to be thrown in jail and locked away without resources to support him.
I don't...
You're getting awfully comfortable here running this police state. I don't know if I like this.
How well are your prisons even run? Is this guy getting a hot meal every day, or...?
I don't fucking know. It's not that detailed.
For all you know, he's just rotting in prison.
They kept talking to me when I went and checked on him, so whatever. Hey, this is like an old king, like, fucking Game of Thrones shit.
Yeah.
That's what it really reminded me of.
Where does the incest come in?
I fucking don't know, and I hope nowhere, because that's gross. Blech. I need some more of my ginger soother now. So my tummy's upset. It was still pretty fun. Maybe I'll try it again. I got Will a bunch of those, like, what is it? The gems on the Xbox. Because I was like, let me just play this on your profile.
Oh, gamer score points.
Yeah, whatever the fuck they are.
Gems, trophies.
Yeah, I was going to say trophies.
I always like saying trophy.
I forget what they're called on Xbox.
I think it's achievements.
Gems works.
It's gamer score.
Well, it was still pretty fun. There was, like, jars, but no bathrooms. So there was piss jugs, but I couldn't interact with them.
They used chamber pots back then, so you were probably sitting on one in your throne. That's where the word throne comes from.
Sweet. That's why he always started out there.
Yeah.
That would be awful to be walking up to some dude to ask for some help and he's just pinching one off, dude. He's like, hey! And you're like, my lord, may I have a couple pieces of gold? The raiders came last night and they burned all my crops. He's just like,
That's either gonna be That's either gonna be the best time to interact with him or the worst time.
Absolutely. If, like, he's having a hard doo-doo You're not going to get anything, but if it's smooth moves, you might get something.
Hard doo-doo.
Your grace. It was pretty fun for what it is. I might play it again. Might not. Maybe I'll be more stingy with my gold and my daughters. Who knows? Hey, Keith.
Yeah, what's up?
What game you play?
I've been playing Horizon Forbidden West. And I always want to say that name incorrectly. I always want to say Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West. Those are two different games.
From here on out, let's call it Horizon 2.
Yeah, that's probably easier. Yeah. So, I don't know. I assume many people are familiar with the first game. It's an open world adventure game. And you play as this awesome female warrior from the Nora tribe.
Hell yeah.
And you go around killing robot dinosaurs. And then you loot their carcasses and you make weapons from them and so on and so forth. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And so
are there big robot dinosaur dongers just flopping around in this game?
There should be. There are like giant T-Rexes. No giant T-Rex dongs.
Dongers.
Unfortunately.
That's a missed opportunity.
But yeah, I don't know. Forbidden West is just more of that first game. It's literally just that. And they've got like they changed some things, some minor things up here and there, but for the most part it's pretty much the exact same game. So
what's the deal with that world? Is it like in the far future? Or is it like a different alternate reality or the far past? Or
so let me try not to spoil the first game.
You can. We don't care about spoilers.
All right, yeah, if you don't want spoilers,
some other people might. Minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skip forward 10 minutes. Spoiler warning. All right.
I'll try to be as vague as possible. So it takes place in like a post-apocalyptic world where something goes, these man-made machines that were, it's kind of like Mega Man, where they're kind of created for like these, to do like these basic jobs that people didn't want to do anymore. And something goes wrong and they get corrupted, and essentially it leads to the destruction of the planet. So there's this contingency plan where essentially if the planet does die, there is this AI that will essentially help restart the planet and slowly repopulate it as well. And so that's kind of where we are. Like, everything happens. Like, the planet dies, it gets reset again. But everybody that comes out of, like, essentially these, I don't know what you want to call them, like labs or whatever, these, like, lab-grown humans, essentially, they don't know how the world works. They don't exactly know where they came from, because part of that AI that repopulated the Earth has been deleted. So it's basically like if you took Wikipedia and deleted like all of the world's history or whatever. And so these people just don't know how to exist anymore. And so they've kind of reverted back to like this sort of tribal mentality. So that's why, like, if you see anything in the game or any pictures or whatever, they're all kind of like dressed in like this tribal garb or whatever, because they don't know any other way to exist. So,
is like the Matrix if they didn't need us for batteries.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, if you were just thrown out into a dead, deserted world.
Or like, what is that fucking movie? Logan's Run? No.
It's not like that's Logan's
no. They kill you like after 35 or whatever, or 30. Yeah. That's what it was.
I'm trying to remember if there's any place for Aloy to pop a squat. There's gotta be jugs all over that world. There has to be. There's gotta be pottery.
You know, usually there's some kind of pottery. But I mean, if there's like a stream, you can always piss in that.
Oh, there's lots of streams. There's a lot. That, there we go. That's the one thing they added to this game is she can swim now. So there's
tons of water. Dude, she's swimming in a piss jug.
You were swimming in a piss jug.
The thing that's,
I heard the swimming was pretty good.
I haven't, I have like the sphere of water, so I'm not looking forward to any of the water parts yet, so I'm not really
exploring those. I understand that. I tortured myself with endless ocean.
They have robot otters in this game, and I don't exactly know how they are able to swim since they're robots.
Well, their otter skin repels water.
But they're robots. I feel like jumping in the water with those otter robots would just kill you. It's like throwing a toaster in the bathtub.
That would be like snuggling a hippo. Instant death. But it's fucking cute. So
no, if they can make waterproof phones now, I'm sure an AI in the future can make waterproof otters.
They're fucking big.
Oh, so they're like river otters?
They're like 8-foot river otters. Like, they're huge. Yeah,
river otters are giant. The sea otters they get are really smaller. Big?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're fucking huge. Like, terrifyingly huge.
But they exist in rivers?
Yeah, there's a river otter. They're big.
Are those the ones in Singapore that have gang wars? Yeah, like, there'll be different tribes of otters in different areas of the city, and the families will fight against each other to claim territory. But that has nothing to do with this game. Sorry.
I had no idea.
Yes, there's river otters.
But I don't know. I'm having fun with it. I think it's more of the same. And I loved the first game, so I wasn't too keen on like the first hour or two. The game starts out really, really slow. I was just like, man, we need to get going here. Come on, guys.
Teaching you specifics of how to do everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of story up front. And I'm like, I just want to get through this. I want to get to the open world. And now that I'm in the open world, because they start you off in like a little separate like tutorial area, essentially.
Yeah.
And it just the first like 2 hours are kind of a slog, but now I'm like falling in love with it because I'm like, oh yeah, this is the first game. This is great. That's all I wanted. I just kind of wanted more of that.
Awesome.
Yeah, it can be hard for games to find a balance between like too much of an intro and like boring you for 2 hours, or like just throwing you in and you're like, wait, why am I even here?
Yeah, yeah. It's like I understand. Like this is one of the things too where it's, if you didn't play the first game, I don't know why you would be playing this one, because it is so story reliant on that first game. So I don't know. I feel like a lot of that tutorial isn't very necessary. But I don't know. Maybe there's people out there that will probably just play this to play it.
Yeah, maybe without playing that first one. The first one streaming, and then they wanted to pick up the second one.
Yeah, sure.
Are you playing it on PS5?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I want
it. It is gorgeous. It is so beautiful.
Nice.
But so was the first game. So was the first game. I mean, I actually, little plug, I covered it on my show last year. And man, it holds up. It really does, that first game. And you can tell, this Forbidden West was actually developed for the PS4 originally, and then it got moved to PS5. So there's a lot of stuff where you can kind of tell where it's like, this could probably look a little bit, but some of the animations are a little funky. But yeah, it's kind of a shame that it wasn't developed specifically for the PS5.
Probably not as funky as the movie Cyclops from 2008.
Alright, I just want to bring up one tweet I saw about this game. There's some toxic gamer guys that don't like the design of Aloy because she's not, like, a sex object for these guys to jerk off to.
What else is fucking new? There's so much free fucking porn in the fucking graphics, world.
The graphics are, like, so advanced. This guy somebody retweeted the original poster. It was, like, a close-up of her face, and she has, like, natural peach fuzz. And the guy said, why does Aloy have a fucking beard? And then somebody...
That's literally normal.
And then somebody retweeted that and said, tell me you've never been close to a girl without telling me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right.
It's so fucked up how even fucking women who aren't even real get shit. Because it's not something for some stupid dude to doodle his fucking Johnson to. Stupid.
Yeah, I can't get that.
Exactly!
It's not Horizon.
Waifu Discover 2. Come on.
Dude, there's so many games. Like, right? We can go to our adult fucking... Plug our adult
episode. I was just gonna say, you guys had a whole episode about adult video games. Essentially. Sometimes you don't even need toys to create a game, you know?
It annoys me.
Yeah, are you ever going to finish Strip Club Mahjong, Ginger?
We need to stop talking about it, so I will play it. Okay. Oh my god, that's such a cheesy fucking game.
Cool, thanks Keith. Horizon 2, whatever it's called, sounds good.
Horizon Zero Dawn 2. Fuck you guys, she's a feminist.
Willie.
You.
What you playing, dude?
I played a PC game called Long Gone Days.
That's what he said.
Is this the sequel to Days Gone?
No, this is not. This is a pixel art RPG. I got it on itch.io. So it's independent developer. It's pretty cheap. It's a turn-based RPG. The cutscenes are like anime characters, but then it's pixel graphics on the map and when you're walking around. And you play as this guy, Rourke, who lives in the Core. And the Core is like the one nation. It's all you know about. They provide... Nobody there is hungry. Nobody's homeless.
So it's not Ginger's Kingdom.
No. That is not my kingdom.
Everybody
that
has
Eric's
purpose.
Kingdom.
Everybody has a job, and it's all run by a Father Admiral who is both like a religious and a military figure. And you get assigned to go on this army mission as a sniper because the sniper in the army or whatever has a broken arm or something. So it's your first time ever leaving this underground country, the Core, and you got to go to Poland in order to help. They say you're going to help Polish troops because there's like, they're getting attacked by Kazakhstan or I forget who they say is attacking. And you go there, your little part, and you set up in the tower and you start sniping people. And then like the last person you go to snipe, it's like just a kid who's just cowering at the end of the alley. You're like, no, I'm not going to shoot him. Another one of the soldiers who came with you comes walking down and just caps a kid in front of you. And you're, like, traumatized. You're like, what the fuck? Wait, we just came here and we just slaughtered people in Poland in order to frame this other army, in order to start a war. And the whole thing is just manipulation. And so you end up...
Sounds like America.
Yep.
Is this a depression simulator?
Like, no. The Great Depression? Or, like, depression, like, the mind's depression?
You know, there's like all those games, like, there's almost like a market for them now where it's like, we're really going to do like some really super heavy, violent stuff just to get a reaction out of you. Like The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a medic and he's like, here, I'll help you get out of the battle and I'll give you a note and we'll take you to the hospital and say that you're like, you have tinnitus from the guns. But everybody's bugged and so the army knows that you just want to leave and that the fucking medic was helping you, so more soldiers come to kill you, and you have to run. You end up in this little town in Poland, where the soldiers are coming. Everybody's fleeing on ferries as refugees. And there's a revolutionary there who helps, who, like, talks you into... I volunteered to help him. Like, as a sniper, to fight the soldiers that I used to work with. Like, at first, you can't speak Polish, and so everybody has, like, their real language until you get somebody in your party who speaks that language and then they translate it for you. So that's a cool aspect.
Nice.
But all the fights with the soldiers and drones that you have to fight, it's turn-based RPG and you have a gun so you can choose to fire and like low damage and high hit rate if you aim for their center mass. If you aim for their head, it'll do more damage, but there's more of a chance to miss. Or you can try and hit their arm where it'll do less damage, but it might paralyze them.
Hitting in the arm will paralyze them?
Well, they won't be able to shoot for a turn or two.
Okay.
That's just a status
effect. It's like a status effect, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
I was just like, wait, how is shooting someone in the arm paralyzing them? But okay, that makes sense.
It uses all the standard RPG mechanics. You can get items that refill your health. You can get items like molotov cocktails that you can throw and damage multiple enemies. Eventually, when you get four people in your team, the fourth guy will boost one of the other three people. He's a pacifist, so he doesn't want to shoot anybody. But you pick a character and he'll boost and like either raise their hit points or health or attack. He'll do a stat at random based on what kind of bracelet he's wearing. Yeah, eventually you end up saving this, well, you don't save the Polish town, but you help the last people who want to leave get out. You end up killing 19 of the soldiers that you worked with before. And then chapter 2 starts. You can start chapter 1 or chapter 2. Chapter 2 starts with the father general, like, sending his assassin after you. He's like, we can't let this go. And then you're on a ferry to Germany. You end up in Germany, and you gotta make your way back to Poland to fight the soldiers they used to work with. And, yeah, it's kind of a depressing story, but it's interesting. It's well told.
And is this made by? Do you know?
Let me look a sec.
No, research.
This is the, this is a Game Pass thing, I take it?
No, this was on itch.io. I got the bundle for justice and racial equity a few years ago. It's a game by Bura, B-U-R-A, is the developer.
Never heard of them.
Long Gone Days, it's still in early access, and I've had it for like 2 years, so I don't know if they're ever going to finish it.
Interesting.
But, I mean, I put at least 6 or 7 hours into it so far, and I'm early on in chapter 2. So there's a lot to it.
That's cool that there's this, I don't know, there's so many, like, random RP, and, like, they're all action RPG. I'm not an action RPG person, honestly.
They have to be really good. I'm with you. I like the turn-based RPG.
It's awesome that there is such kind of like a, I don't know, it sounds like it's kind of like a Western take on an RPG for the most part. Because it's not wizardry and sorcery or anything like that. It's like actually like war. So you never really get that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of a futuristic 1984 situation where, it's this one underground company, or country in South America, starting wars in Poland, and then it turns out later on that other countries are now going to pay the corps, the country that you work for, to come in and, you know, clear out the Polish troops, who they were the ones impersonating in the first place. They sent their soldiers out wearing Polish uniforms so that people would think it was Poland.
They weren't having it. No. Question, did you ever play The Ascent?
I started it, but I didn't make it very far.
Oh, okay.
Cyberpunk dual stick shooter.
Yeah. There's like a lot of dense story in that game. I had to drop off of it because when it came out, there's a lot of performance issues with it, and I just never came back to it.
That sucks when you're interested in a game and they push it out too quick, and like it'll freeze at a menu or always at level 2 or some shit like that. It's irritating as fuck.
My guy was always just naked. So that was kind of like, I would equip armor and I would get all the stats, but the armor would never show up, so he was just naked the entire game. So it kind of break the immersion a little bit.
That's not a bug, that's a feature.
Donger just flopping all around.
So that's Long Gone Days, futuristic dystopian war RPG.
I'm glad you played it, because I wouldn't. My dystopia is being a king.
Where you can torture people for fun, you sicko.
There's a cross over there somewhere.
I mean, some people get paid for it. Torture.
Yeah, like they usually work in dungeons.
Like a dominatrix?
The other, like, the cock and ball torture. Okay.
I mean, some dudes, like, busting their balls or getting their balls busted. Doesn't sound like fun to me, but no. I don't have balls.
I'm not signing off on that either.
I mean, if you're into that, fuck yeah. I'm not about to kink shame. Sure.
No, me either.
You want to pay me $50 to kick in the nuts, though, if you are?
I'll show you how to set up that tier on Patreon, Ginger.
Get Ginger to kick you squat in the nuts for $50.
Can you somehow somebody tie me into that, too? Because I would love to kick people in the nuts for money. That would be great. I'll wear, like, tiny little leather daddy underwear or whatever. Like, I don't give a shit.
We're going to put you in a corset, Keith. I'm looping Keith right into this idea.
I need chains. Let's get some Final Fantasy stuff going here. Give me some belts.
Chaos.
Yeah. Nothing but chaos for your nuts.
I'm here to kill chaos.
And chaos are your nuts.
Finish him.
Are your nuts chaos? Because I want to kill them. There's got to be... I'm not much of a wrestling guy. I know we all know people who love wrestling, so they're probably listening to this. But there has to have been a wrestler that wore the underwear that probably said chaos on the butt, right?
Or at least on the, like, the banana hammock part of it. I used to watch wrestling when I was, like, younger, but I just kind of, I don't know, got out of it. Don't remember anyone with chaos on their heads.
I haven't watched wrestling in like 22 years.
You could get those juicy shorts with whatever you want on the butt, though. I'm sure that somebody made some chaos butt shorts.
I have some from Megan Thee Stallion that say thought shit on the ass.
I'm trying to think if Redbubble lets me make underwear, because I'm making some chaos underwear. Get off this call. Oh man, what a horrible turn off. You're like, you're in bed or whatever, you guys are getting all, or maybe you're
what
in bed,
what a touch chaos.
No, I'm thinking even worse. The pants come off. And then on the back of the underwear, it says Main Quest Podcast. Ugh. That's a Tinder date. That's an awful Tinder date story right there. Like, yeah, I never called them again.
Oh yeah, I think that's it for my game, Ginger.
Oh my fucking god. I'm crying laughing, okay? Okay, I'll stop. Maybe.
I'm just thinking, like, every podcast that I know and listen to, if you're listening to this, you guys need underwear in your merch store.
Hell yeah.
Impressive.
So, do you think we can get Mack Weldon to sponsor us so we can have the, like, best men's underwear with all of the indie podcasts?
The trick would be if we could get Redbubble to print on Mack Weldon.
Because that's where Dick Shadow came from.
Mm.
Oh, Ginger, it's time for recommendations.
Dude.
Keith, do you want to go first today with your recommendation?
Sure. Aww. So I've been reading a ton of books lately, on gaming in particular. Surprise. So shout out to, I believe his name is Stephen L. Kent, who put out two books on the history of video games. They're two very girthy books as well.
And that's what he said.
shout out to my brother Paul, actually, who got me the books for Christmas. But yeah, I've just been brushing up on my history and stuff, trying to make the games that I talk about and have some sort of, I guess, knowledge of what I'm actually, I should say, yeah. Wait, is that what I want to...
Like some background knowledge or history about the game or whatever. Just
right.
A little more like digging into the game, which is cool.
Yeah, like exactly.
Like someone who developed it, for example.
Like having some context for what was going on at the time. Since
not
I talk
just
about...
piss jugs and dick shadows? Come on.
I mean, a little bit of that. The developers had to piss sometime when they were working like 24 hours a day.
Hopefully.
But yeah, I don't know. They're awesome books.
What's
I've also...
the actual title of the book?
Where is it?
Is it the official...
It's just called The Ultimate History of Video Games.
Ultimate.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. I am going to recommend itch.io. It's like Steam, but it's not Steam. It's all indie developers. They came out recently when Ubisoft and everybody else wanted to do NFTs. Itch.io said, hey, we hate NFTs. We think they're a scam, and we will not be involved in NFTs in any way. I said, sweet. And then Super Try Games, we talked to Kevin Pohl recently. Almost all of his games, except for one, are available for free on itch.io in the web browser. And they're so simple, he says they'll run on a potato.
That's so good to know, because I was just about to say, like, I would love to, like, support all of this stuff, but my laptop is just garbage. So,
yeah, I was using a Windows 7 all-in-one PC to play games from itch.io before we got this new computer. Played through A Short Hike and Dominique Pamplemousse games and all kinds of good stuff. So, yeah, that's the website. It's spelled like itch.io.
So go to that website. Spelled like itch?
Yes, itch. I don't know why. That's my recommendation.
All right. So, I know we... what was I going to recommend? But I just
the 2008 movie Cyclops.
Oh, God, no. I recommend you not watching that trash-ass fucking movie.
I've never even heard of it. You
it's so bad.
Explain this to me. Not
it's
to
like,
steer your podcast off track.
It's like if the Sci-Fi Network was worse and decided to make a Cyclops movie with, like, worse CGI than, like, I don't know.
It's like Xbox 360 graphics.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And then the bad acting. Like, that... made me cackle because it was so bad, but it wasn't. It's not worth watching. Like, it's not
Are you
worth
sure?
it.
Because I love bad movies.
They had a bunch of costumes left over from a Bible epic movie, and they're like, "Hey, what if we throw a CGI Cyclops in here?"
What?
That's pretty much it.
If you like bad movies, because we like bad movies, that's why we're like, let's just fucking watch this, right? We could have stopped it after the first like scene. Yeah.
So it's just that bad that it's unwatchable.
It's
not
it's
even
so bad.
Ironically great.
No. Okay.
If you're watching it with someone who you can make fun of the movie, it might be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a mystery
that's
science
how,
theater.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, that's how we made it through.
Date night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we exactly made it through because that shit was trash.
That and you were playing the cat game on your phone the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I was. I've been listening to less same few podcasts. I mean, catching up on the No Sleep podcast. I can't recommend that one enough. It's amazing. It's scary, scripted story time podcasts. And some are funny, scary. Some are shit that will make you scared. So just be aware. So we listened to the first two seasons, which they're on season 17. They've been going for like 10, 11 years. It's an amazing podcast. The No Sleep podcast.
So I shouldn't listen to it when I go to bed.
We do.
Yep.
You guys are hardcore.
We listen to a lot of scary time podcasts. Like, I try to listen to sleep ones, and Will can't fall asleep to them, but I can.
Right, yeah. If it's like crickets or rain or one of those sleep meditation podcasts, that keeps me up until it's over.
That sucks. That's the worst.
But we can both fall asleep to scary stories.
Interesting. Yeah, I use the like brown noise generator or whatever. And not
so
like
you
the brown noise
that yourself. I'm gonna put on my brown noise so I can have a bowel movement.
It's one of those 10-hour videos on YouTube.
It just makes things a lot easier in the morning.
That's why I eat prunes.
I saw off my daughters and the peasants come ask me for sandwiches. I don't know.
Oh, thanks for joining us, Keith.
Thanks for having
me.
You
want to plug all your plugs? Fuck, we fucked up and didn't let him plug in the beginning.
Oh, that's all right.
We fucked up.
Tell us where we can get your Redbubble underwear.
Yeah, soon. I want main quest right on my crotch.
I actually, I'm a professional. So, if you're listening to, GRPVG? Yeah, that's it, right? Did I nail it?
Yes,
so
yep,
if
you
you're
did.
Listening to GRPVG, you can easily find my podcast called The Main Quest Podcast on pretty much whatever you are listening to this on. You can also catch me on Instagram. The Instagram account is The Main Quest. And as far as Redbubble goes, I mean, that's, I don't know. There's a link tree. Is there going to be a link tree in the show notes?
Yeah, I'll put a link tree in the show notes.
There you go. Just check that out. Probably have
harass
some underwear on
Keith
there pretty
for
soon.
For the underwear.
So, that's pretty much it.
Cool, yeah. I enjoy your show where you go through the games you remember from your childhood.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what I do always... on that.
Yeah.
I forgot to talk, yeah.
Even though I don't always agree with you.
Right, that's what I, yeah. That's the thing I do on the podcast. I'm gaming's biggest contrarian, apparently.
I just really like Bubble Bobble.
I know. A lot of people do, apparently. That's
Will
I've rubbed a lot of people
so
the wrong way.
Butt hurt over the Bubble Bobble. It made me laugh.
That game was so damn frustrating.
I agree.
Anyway.
He's good at it.
Yeah, I can't get Ginger to play it with me either.
Oh, yeah, it's... I'm sure it's fun with two... I played it by myself, so I'm sure it's great with another person, but playing it by yourself is kind of a bummer.
Might as well just watch Will play. For a good time at Bubble Bobble.
But hey, I'm switching it up pretty soon on the show. I'm going to be going into Game Boy games.
Ooh.
So yeah, I am going to be switching it up soon. I've been doing my NES library for like the past year and a half or so. So I'm going to be going on to like Game Boy games and Genesis games pretty soon here. So then I will also be able to destroy people's childhoods. those games that they enjoyed
fun.
In the past. But not to say I'm not like dunking on games purposely or anything like that. Like some of them I genuinely do like. It just sometimes you get like four games in a row where I'm just like, man, this
all of these
sucks.
Games suck.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I get irritated with a lot of older games because, like, they hurt my eyes. Like, a lot of older games, and, like, I respect them, but most of them, I don't fucking like. I want something that's not going to hurt my eyes.
It has to suck when you get a bunch of shitty games in a row for your podcast.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's chaos!
It is chaos.
I don't blame them. Games. That, the podcast, How Did This Get Played? Where they used to just cover a weird or terrible game every week.
They changed it up because they were
like,
really
why are we
struggling.
Doing this to ourselves? Now they only do a bad game once a month, and the other three episodes are like about stuff they like.
I've been hearing about that podcast a lot lately from like
it's pretty funny
different people.
It's pretty funny.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
I really liked the one that they were like totally called out on that they kept in because it was about that fucking game.
Oh, was it about Custer's Revenge?
Yes. And they had a Native American man on there.
And wasn't it like, it was like around like Columbus Day or something too?
It was either Columbus Day or Thanksgiving. Yeah. It was something.
Yeah, maybe it was Thanksgiving.
And they kept it up, and the indigenous guy basically put them in their place. Like, hey, like, why are you asking me on your show around this time for this horrible game?
I know we're friends, and I know you like my work, and you respect my comedy, and so I came on this show, but I'm not even going to talk to this game. I'm just going to tell you guys why you shouldn't be talking about this game today, and it was good.
It was fucking awesome. It was a good episode.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Normally, though, it's funny as hell. There's Nick Weiger from that food podcast, Doughboys, and Heather Ann Campbell from Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Yeah, she is a writer for a lot of shows.
I don't know any of these people.
How Did This Get Played is really, really good.
All right, there's another recommendation.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yes, and we would like to thank our patrons.
Thanks, Jen, from foundationcl.org.
Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror Podcast.
Chris Copleen from the Retro Hangover Podcast.
Dan the Movie Seller from the Movie Seller.
JD Lowe, thanks for joining us as a patron still.
And Greg at Cartmart.games. Big Games out of Canada. And we would like to thank Rappy McRapperson for our intro music, and Adequizy for our outro music.
Are you still there?
No, everyone hung up.
Goodbye.
Hung up. We're hung up this podcast. Bitch, I don't want to listen to y'all.
Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes. And if you'd like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep. We'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter @Grand_Video and Instagram @GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You could give us a call at 9167-WILLIE as 9167, my name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating, and we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.